This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Herman's on the line. Herman, did you have anything else that you wanted to share? I know Bert has a full syllabus that he needs to get to. Herman, do we have you? I don't hear Herman. Okay. Okay. Bert?
Ben?
Yeah. What about this guy who decided to put a generator in the back of his Tesla? It was in the Western Journal. You sent me an article about it. And it had a little 13-horsepower generator. It made a lot of noise. And he was trying to run an 1,800-mile trip by charging his Tesla while he was using it with a generator mounted in the back of the Tesla, you know, with a gas tank, a huge fuel cell, gasoline.
Yeah. Well, Vince, it worked. His, as far as I can see, his mistake was picking the wrong generator that wasn't suited for the car. But there's something said if he had picked a generator better matched to the car and instead of in the back, you know, put it in the front trunk, it could have been effective, because basically what you have then is a plug-in hybrid, really, and it would have extended the range indefinitely as long as you keep supplying it fuel. So he proved it worked. He didn't prove that it was efficient in terms of cost per mile, which it wasn't, but it could have been. So of course Elon doesn't want anything to do with gas or hybrids. He thinks pure electric's the way to go. So I disagree with him on that one. But so be it. But yeah, it worked. Then this guy proved that
it worked. It worked very poorly. He had a 13-horsepower gasoline single cylinder engine, air-cooled, and he was trying to run his car on it to charge the battery. I mean, it made no sense to me. Absolutely makes no sense, because you can't run, you literally cannot run a vehicle that heavy as a Tesla on 13 horsepower. You can't do it. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, this guy proved that he couldn't keep up with the traffic, and he'd have to stop in order to let the charger or the battery charge, so they could keep going. It was not viable. And why would he think that he could make a vehicle run on 13 horsepower? Why? It takes 7 horsepower or so to run the air conditioner on a vehicle.
Yeah. Well,
it takes a couple horsepower just to run the alternator.
Well, he didn't.
So you can see where you're going.
He did get the publicity that he was seeking, so he succeeded in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're well in the class.
Yeah.
Of course, this issue always gets me running, but I just wanted to reinforce again what Vince was saying about his experience with hydrogen. And many years ago, I was making a bronze gas electrolyzer bimetallic, and I had it in a transparent vessel so I could observe the generation of gas. And I saw that I was making gas, and I decided to put ignition at the end of the hose, And then I learned about the velocity of the gas traveling down the line, because the speed of flame travel for hydrogen, the flame I lit went back to the vessel and blew the top off of it. And it could be a very dangerous situation. And I think that is a main reason, not only in this venue, but in other alternatives, that it's highly discouraged by our keepers, that they want to keep us out of it because it could end up costing them money with us setting fires across the country. It is a real danger, but it's just to tell people to be cautious if they decide to do this. But there's another thing, too. With the battery venting and ventilation for charging cells, it just automatically relates in the same area. To me, those fumes should be collected and should be vented to your intake manifold. You have a gas there that can contribute to your propulsion or whatever use you might be able to put it to. Your engine will make a vacuum, so a lot of older vehicles had a vacuum reservoir, but you could save that flammable combustible gas in a vessel and feed it to your engine, and it is a opportunity to get enough gas that would make a measurable distance in your improvement in your mileage. And
that's what Brown's gas does. I've got an exclamation point to add to what you said about your ignition source on your hydrogen generator. When I was a lot younger, about maybe 17 years old, I had a friend, Jay. Jay lived in the neighborhood. And Jay had a full-size Chevy Impala. So that would be, you know, a 60s vintage Chevrolet Impala. And he just couldn't stand people tailgating him. So what he did was he modified his exhaust system. So he had a straight out the back exhaust system. This was not a high performance car. It was just a just a mom and dad kind of car that he had. And he modified his exhaust system so the tailpipe, instead of turning down underneath the vehicle just before the bumper, he had to come straight out the back. And he welded a spark plug into the exhaust pipe. And when somebody tailgated him, and these were the days when you didn't have a steering lock, so the ignition switch and key just controlled the starter, the accessories, and the ignition. So you could still steer the car with the ignition key out, believe it or not. Well, when somebody tailgated him, he would shut the ignition switch off. And he would allow the engine to continue to turn, and it would put air and gasoline mixture that would normally be consumed by the combustion of the engine, and it would let it go into the exhaust system, gas air. And he had a little button with a separate coil, ignition coil, that would trigger the ignition coil to spark. And the spark plug that it was connected to was in the exhaust pipe. And so when someone tailgated him, he would shut the ignition off, and that would slow the vehicle down. The forward movement of the vehicle would keep the engine turning. The exhaust actually would be a fuel-air mixture. He would tap this little momentary contact switch, charge the coil, spark would spark inside the exhaust pipe. Boom! Massive flame would come out the tailpipe. That's what you're talking about, Charles, with your little experiment with the Brown's gas generator and an ignition source. The only thing is it kept eating mufflers. And every time you did it, it would weaken the muffler. So, but it worked. I mean, it kept people off his tail. It was a surefire way of keeping people off your tail when you're going down the road.
Yes, commonly said that the mixture is prepared, it's much better prepared for combustion after it's gone through the engine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Charles?
Oh, no. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for being with us. That was Charles in Ohio. Bert, you know, so this guy who tried to run his Tesla, I mean, that was an expensive experiment, you know, cutting and modifying the Tesla to do that and taking the rear window and fitting that so the exhaust of this generator would go out. And it was noisy. And he got some complaints because of the noise of the generator. So this wasn't a quiet Tesla anymore. This was like the sound of a lawnmower going down the road, way in excess of what municipalities would like, the decibel sound of a rating of a car to be, really loud. So I would say that the guy was successful in proving that he could mount a generator in a gas tank and proving that it won't work, you know, as a viable, as a concept, okay, but as a viable alternative to driving, absolutely not. You know, 13 horsepower is really hard to start with a pull starter, so it'd have to have an electric start. So we had a battery for the generator, a battery for the Tesla, and gasoline. I mean, the whole thing makes no sense. And if this thing did catch on fire, it would be something to see, right? With all that gasoline on top of the Tesla lithium-ion battery bank. Bert, back to you.
Yeah. Vince, we're going to change topics. And you know what? I have a test. We have a quiz for class. So class probably thought they could just listen and that was it. Well, there's a quiz. So you ready, Vince?
The class is ready, yeah.
Well, financial fraud. So we used to call it, back in the day, white-collar crime, but I think that sort of, whitewashed it, let's say. And so here's two cases of financial fraud, and I'd like class to think about which is worse. So the first case is a guy who starts an EV company, and he calls it Nikola. So right off the bat, that's a ripoff of the other company that used the last name of Nikola Tesla, Tesla. So right away, you can think about how this guy was thinking. He starts a company that's basically a fraud and a fake. He doesn't have any real vehicle. Goes public, raises so much money. On the first day of stock trading, they were worth more than the Ford Motor Company, even though they had nothing. They actually had less than nothing. And so that's one to characterize, to consider for class. The other is somebody working for the U.S. government, specifically working for the Federal Reserve Bank, which class is now raising interest rates, putting us in a recession, creating turbulence in the markets, basically because they didn't raise interest rates or they kept them too low. So anyhow, a person on the Federal Reserve Board personally trading securities in violation of ethics and got caught and trading in his own account on, obviously he has advanced knowledge of what the Federal Reserve is going to be doing. I want class to consider which is the worst crime, starting a fake company and bilking shareholders, or violating the public trust, trading on your own account with inside information that you're actually one of the
Jake
people
Jake was in
forming.
Big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so you gave us two scenarios, Bert. both about, well, one about insider trading in the government. And Congress does that all the time. And then another one about a guy who used Nikola Tesla's first name, Nikola, and created this company about an EV / hydrogen-powered vehicle. And it was all fraud. Valued it more than Ford Motor Company on day one. Meaning Nikola being valued at more than Ford Motor Company, which makes no sense. Ford actually makes products. And then there's something that you could add to that, and that would be, some guy that works for the government who says, hey, y'all need to be vaccinated, and we have mandates to shut down companies, put them out of business, because of the spread of a virus that the government made, and then forcing people to get vaccinated if they want to keep their jobs, making billions and billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars, on this scheme to kill people with the jab, meaning the vaccine. That's the third one, right, Bert?
Well, his time will come. That's probably something for a class next year, but I'd like class to consider what's more egregious, stealing from the public with a fraudulent company, and of course we have to hold the underwriters guilty on that as well, right? They must have known. How could you be a Wall Street firm, not do your due diligence that this? So they either knew it was a fraud or they didn't do what they should have done to find out he was a fraud. So is that the most egregious person, or somebody who has the trust of the people, works for the federal government, is actually setting policy that is directly responsible for movements in the markets, yet he's trading for 5 years, hiding these trades from reporting for his own account, and doing that behind the back of oversight, which obviously wasn't there, putting money into his own pocket on things, on actions that the agency, the committee that he is a part of, is actually setting. So which is more egregious, class? Something to consider. And when we consider Nikola, this was so outrageous. He did a video promo at the time they went public. It's a really slick video of this truck going down a highway, powered presumably on hydrogen, driving an electric motor. And it turned out there was no such motor, no such vehicle other than a fake vehicle. And it was filmed very cleverly because it was actually rolling downhill when they filmed it. And they raised money on that video.
So there really is no Nikola electric slash hydrogen vehicle. There's no such thing. And class, I said here on the air, I said it won't work. It can't work. It's impossible that this truck would be able to operate with the electric power. Impossible. There is not enough density in a battery bank to haul the load. That's why there's no such thing as a farm tractor that's an electric farm tractor. There's no such thing. Now, well, there may be something in a prototype lab to experiment with it, but in practical terms, absolutely not.
Well,
there's no such thing.
For class purposes, there is a bunch of electric EVs trucks that are coming out from various manufacturers. So they actually have demonstrated that you can do a truck. Whether it's going to be competitive with a diesel remains to be seen. In the case of Nikola, I mean, they have something. It just doesn't work right. And the CEO was fired, and if we call it good news, he was found guilty by a jury, and he's awaiting sentencing. So the founder, Trevor Milton, probably will be going away to jail for what he did. In terms of the Federal Reserve Board, the person who is basically the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, Raphael Bostack, he's claiming he didn't know he was in violation of the rules, and he's probably,
in trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Those words from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University, they were made shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary. The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston University at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News Tuesday morning.
This is classic gain-of-function research, and it should be banned. There is no room for it in society. We've already endured enough with the last pandemic.
Game 1 of the National League Championship Series starts tonight with the Phillies and Padres playing baseball in San Diego. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Weird things are happening here in the studio. I just lost two computers and they just shut down, both of them side by side. I still have the one running that connects us to Genesis Communications Network. It's nice that that's still running.
Well, I can hear you fine, Ben.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, Bert, two absolutely egregious sins, and in my world, both should be punishable by the death penalty. Because what happened with Nikola, people invested their hard-earned money, believing the hype, believing the lies, and they lost everything, right?
Almost everything. I can check on the stock as we speak, but the stock is there. Who knows? It's
they lost a lot. They lost a tremendous amount of their investment. Okay,
it's $3
and then the chairman of the Atlanta Fed. Now here's this is the chairman. Okay, this is like the big Mahoff, the big chair of the Atlanta Fed, saying he didn't know. I got to tell you, Bert. When I was 17 years old, I was driving my car in an area that I've never been in, and I went to this traffic light and I turned left, and I was immediately pulled over by the police, and they said, "This is no left turn. Here's your ticket." And I said, "What do you mean? There's no sign. There's no sign that says you can't turn left at this traffic light." And they said, "Yeah, well, there was an accident. Somebody mowed down the sign, and we haven't put it up, but." Ignorance is no excuse for violating the law. So I made a left turn in a place I'd never been before. There was no sign because the sign was mowed down. I went to court. The judge said, "How do you plead? Did you make a left turn?" I said, "Yeah, I did." But there was no sign. Guilty. Bang. I got the fine. Now, let's apply that to the chairman of the Atlanta Fed. He says he didn't know. I don't believe that for a second. So, guilty. Because ignorance of the law is no excuse for violating the law. I got that proven to me with a traffic citation for making a left turn.
Yeah, Vince, last year, two other Fed presidents, so same position, were forced to resign. When it came out, they were trading stocks, so not mutual fund or, you know, blind trust or whatever. They were engaged in stock trading during 2020. 2020 was the year the Fed aggressively reversed course, began quantitative easing in a massive way, lowered interest rates to basically 0 to 0.25%, so had tremendous effects on the stock market, which had initially crashed and then recovered. So these guys were playing the stock market when they were causing the most massive turn in markets, probably in when you consider that in 2 months, basically everything completely reversed from crash to massive upswing. They knew all that was going to happen, and they were trading individual stocks. Those two Fed presidents were forced to resign. I don't have their names in front of me, but in this case now with the Atlanta Fed chief, it looks like they're just going to give him a slap on the wrist and let him go, which, I'm not sure what you're suggesting is due punishment, but I think there's something to be said when you have the public trust.
We're talking about violation of the public trust.
Yes.
In both of these cases. And, Bert, what we're talking about literally is anarchy. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Anarchy means without rules. So even though there are rules, and if people violate the rules and they get away with it, that's anarchy. That's no rules.
Well, there's rules, Ben.
That's what we're talking about.
The rules for you, not for thee.
Right. Right. So what I'm saying is that really is anarchy in my world, where there are rules and disobeying them has no consequences. Next is murder. Next is people will be killing people and there'll be no consequences for it. That's where we're headed. We're headed toward theft of everything, bashing, smashing, breaking, burning, looting. That's where we're going. It's clear as day to me. Wow. Gas in your neck of the woods. $6.99 for regular. My prediction was it would hit $12. We're working on it. It was $8.65 in L.A. a few days ago. It keeps going up, Bert.
Yeah. So just to close the story on what happened to this person at the Atlanta Fed, I'm reading up here on further news update, the chairwoman of the Atlanta Fed. So I thought he was the head, but I guess there's a whole board, and that's kind of separate oversight. So she said the board has accepted Mr. Bostic's explanation, and the directors were confident that his revised financial disclosures and the changes he's made in managing his investments will establish procedures to ensure that future violations do not occur. So it looks like Vince, I call that a slap on the wrist. I don't know how you call that.
That would be the lightest thing that you could call it. And that's what government does. When government makes egregious errors and they lie to us and they cheat us, they always do the same thing. Well, a couple of things. One, it was a clerical error, and we'll put more emphasis on making sure that it doesn't happen again. The other thing is, we need to do a better job, and we'll work on it. That's what they do. That's exactly what you said, just in different words.
Yeah, in terms of Nicola.
It's totally unacceptable.
Trevor Milton was found guilty of 3 counts of fraud last Friday, so he is going to the slammer, it looks like, and it really depends what sentence, and I'm not sure if this is going to be the jury giving the sentence or the judge. It varies, different courts have different ways to do that, but he faces up to 25 years in prison if they give him the maximum sentence. So he'll have a lot of time to, I don't know if they give you a computer to check the stock market, but he'll be able to have 25 years to follow where his stock goes, which probably is going to be to zero, but who knows? It's, like I said, I just looked it up. It's $3 a share. Someone will probably take them over for their assets and their technologies and that type of stuff. But, it's just sad that, EVs were really hot. And, there was a time when, anything to do with electric vehicles was just surging on the stock market. And, kind of reminds me of 1998 to 2000, when anything to do with the Internet would surge on the stock market. And, most of those companies went nowhere. And you lost a lot of money. Well, something very similar, probably, maybe not on as big a scale as the Internet companies, but pretty big. Because as we said, class, their stock after they went public was valued, the company, based on the stock price, was valued higher than Ford Motor Company, which has factories all over the world, sells millions of vehicles. And this company with nothing was valued higher than Ford. So something to think about how euphoria sometimes drives stock prices, and it doesn't really have any basis in reality. And you got, caveat emptor in terms of, beware of what you're buying when you chase some of these fads that occur in the stock market. And Vince, we've talked about another one, not for today, but cryptocurrency, which is backed by nothing, is probably another one, and that is a pretty big scale. And it's not that I don't believe in cyber currencies and blockchain. I think that all has a good future. But if you just create a currency out of nothing and say it's worth something, and it becomes worth something because people are willing to pay it, but there's literally nothing behind it, well, I call that a fad too. So beware.
Well, you're talking about Nikola. That's almost like creating something out of nothing. That was an image. That was taking a truck, painting it up, a tractor trailer truck, painting it up as if it were a real vehicle, portraying it as a real vehicle, saying, we've got it, it works, see? And have it actually be a total fabrication. That's almost creating something out of nothing. Almost. It really bothers me. It really bothers me. And I hope that the founder of Nikola enjoys time in prison with maybe some of his fellow cellmates, prisoners, and they get to spend time together, and they find out that this guy created a company that one of the inmates' grandparents or uncles or aunts or mothers or fathers or family had invested in and lost everything. Wouldn't that be justice? Finding out that you're in the same prison with this guy.
You know, it's funny you say that, Vince, because you would think the same thing with Bernie Madoff, that when he was in the slammer, that something like that would occur. But it turns out, from what I hear, that the inmates were coming to Bernie Madoff for stock market advice, and he was giving it to them. So apparently he got along in his last years just fine hanging out with the prisoners, which I found surprising. But we'll see what happens to
He ruined his family's name. One of his sons committed suicide.
Yes.
So this guy, Trevor Milton, literally created $34 billion worth of investment that people put their hard-earned money into, $34 billion for non-existent trucks. He literally duped, lied to the shareholders, and he's still breathing. You know, Bert, maybe it's just me, but I've seen videos with male actors, and they have this scruffy look, you know, like not clean shaven and not a beard. Something like maybe a week's worth of growth. This guy, Trevor Milton, that's what he looks like. He's got a suit coat on, a white shirt, blue tie, and he's unkempt looking.
And
his facial hair is
smile
unkempt.
On his face.
With a grin on his face, like a y'all bunch of dummies. And I can't trust people that look unkempt like that. I just don't.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I wanted to share this with you. Last night I had to go rescue our son, Mrs. Finelli. I had to rescue him. He was hauling some hay. It was just an afternoon pickup of just 5,000 pounds of hay. And 120-mile round trip. And the rebuilt transmission, fully rebuilt transmission in a Dodge pickup truck, 1999, with 3,000 miles on the transmission, could not find a gear. It could go in reverse or first. That's it. So I went over with my Chevy pickup truck and drove 60 miles and hooked the trailer up to the with the hay on it to the pickup truck, and we all drove home. And in order to fix this, now imagine making a 60-mile trip where some of the highway is 65 miles an hour. You get run over if you're stuck in first gear and you're only able to do maybe 20 miles an hour. And by the time we were heading home, it was dark. It was nighttime. And so what we did was we discovered what the problem was. There was a sensor inside the transmission that was preventing it from shifting. So our son crawled under the truck and disconnected the wiring harness to the automatic transmission, which is electronically computer controlled. He disconnected it. And then he was able to shift, starting in second gear to third gear. So he had two gears, he had reverse, and he had second and third. But he didn't have a torque converter lockup, but he did have second and third. So how many of you have experienced a transmission failure because of some cheap Chinese sensor that lasts 3,000 miles? Have you ever had the pleasure of experiencing that? Well, you will. You're going to get a chance to experience the pleasure of lots of Chinese sensors failing because that's where they're made. So Joe has an executive order, and he is trying to make America more secure. Now, he has been in the business of making America less secure for all of his political life. When he became a young senator. So now, I guess he's figured out that we're in so much trouble, we better do something about it. There's so much corruption. There's so much fraud. And now we don't have parts to fix the equipment that we're using. And the parts that we do have come from China. And they're substandard. As a matter of fact, F-15 fighter jets were grounded because of suspicion of counterfeit Chinese parts in the F-15s. That's public information. I'm not special. I read about that probably a month ago, maybe more. Class, you are in for a rude awakening when your vehicles start to fail because of substandard content in them. Now, Ford doesn't make all of its cars and trucks in the United States. No company does. No company. All the car companies rely on some content from China. All of them. We're in a lot of trouble. And capacitors, we've talked about it, they last around 10 years. So if you have a brand new, whatever it is, washing machine, you can be certain that around 10 years from now, the capacitors will start to fail and that washing machine will fail. Now, if you have a 5-year-old one, you can expect it to fail within 5 years because 5 of the 10 years is already used up. If you've had it for 8 years, you can expect it in 2 years to failure on average. Bert, any comments?
Yeah, sensors are the least reliable component in a car and in other devices. I can tell you, over the past 10 or 15 years, more than half the times I've had to bring my car in for service, it was sensor. In some cases, it was multiple sensors going out. You know, you get to a point where your engine is in like hot mode where it just, you know, barely moves to get you to the dealer to fix it. And I had multiple sensors defective at that point. So for whatever reason, the least reliable electronic component in a computer, it used to be your mechanical hard drive. Now that almost all hard drives are solid state, the reliability of computers has gone up. But for whatever reason, maybe we can do a class on it. Sensors, least reliable, and yes, a lot of them are made where? Well, unfortunately in China, where quality control is not really up to snuff.
There are around 15 to 30 critical sensors that are used in the average automobile. Critical sensors. And there are as many as 200 total sensors. There are sensors for the engine oil level, the engine oil pressure, the coolant temperature sensors, the mass airflow sensor, the air intake temperature sensor, the oxygen sensor, the knock sensors, the engine knock sensors, the crankshaft position sensors, the camshaft position sensors, the throttle position sensors, the manifold absolute pressure sensors. This is just the beginning. And they're all required to run your vehicle. Bert, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.